remember as a young child, I would often travel back and forth to the United States with my family for ski trips. My dad often driving, mom in the front seat, and my brother and I in the back. We were happily driving along until my mom turned around and said, "We are getting close to the border, so both of you behave." My brother and I sat quietly in the back as we idled closer to this border security booth. My dad, who was born and raised in Japan, is a visible minority. As he rolled his window down, I remember the officer asking the purpose of our visit into the United States. As I was sitting quietly and being on my best behavior, I witnessed my dad and family be discriminated against for our skin color. The officer asked us to enter the main building to ask us more questions. We were just a normal family passing through to go on a trip. We opened our doors and walked inside the security office, waiting to hear additional steps we needed to take. My brother and I sat in the waiting chairs and made ourselves as small as possible, not to draw additional attention onto ourselves. The time ticked on and on. For hours, we sat and listened to my dad get interrogated for the purpose of our trip. The red cover of his Japanese passport stood out against the navy blue cover of the rest of our Canadian passports. After hours of sitting and waiting, they cleared us. They finally decided that my family was going to do no harm. We could have told them that in less than 1 minute. We climbed back into the car, started the engine, and drove off. The air in the car was heavy.